This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're a week or so into the baseball season in the big leagues down in the minors. Today is opening day. And while some of those guys in the lower rungs are playing for the love of the game, for a lot of them, their paychecks don't come to much more than the love of the game. Players in the minors are under a standard contract. Starts at about $7,000 for the whole season, which goes about 6 months. And there is no sign of a base pay raise in the offing, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Garrett Brushhouse went to the University of Missouri on a baseball scholarship and in 2004 got drafted to pitch for one of the San Francisco Giants minor league teams.
There's no better feeling than being on a mound and competing.
Except he didn't love trying to make it on a starting salary of $1,100 a month.
Guys living either sleeping on some stranger's futon at a host family's house or they're cramming six guys into a three-bedroom apartment, trying to split rent as many ways as possible.
Brushhouse pitched for 6 years, went on to law school, and in 2014 brought a class action lawsuit against the baseball owners. The goal? To force the teams to pay players per hour, including for all their hours playing and practicing, and in the month before the season starts. Because as it stands now under their contract,
during spring training, 7 days per week, often 10-hour days, they haven't been paid at all for that.
Last month, the players' lawsuit was dealt a major setback by Congress, which passed the Save America's Pastime Act, that's really what it's called, as part of the omnibus spending bill. The act exempts baseball teams from having to pay minor league players minimum wage and overtime for all hours worked. Its sponsors in Congress said it was needed to protect the teams and the cities they play in from financial hardship. Sports law expert Kenneth Shropshire at Arizona State explains how that argument goes.
If you put in place a regular hourly wage, the amount of time that a ball player wants to put in to be great, come in early, stay late, it could never be covered, that it would far exceed 40 hours per week.
Major League Baseball, which sets and pays minor league salaries, provided Marketplace with a statement that it's proper for minor league players to be treated as salaried, not hourly workers. In a fact sheet, it said that average pay ranges from $1,300 a month at the lowest A-level ball to $10,000 a month in AAA, and that many players get signing bonuses. Shropshire says the owners are sending a message with their resistance to paying players more.
Isn't it a luxury to be able to be a professional baseball player? You're so fortunate to be able to do so. Here's the sacrifice you have to make. But look at the upside if you are successful in the end.
Jared Eichelberger says he sure remembers the sacrifices he made playing for 3 years for the Mets and Mariners minor league teams. During the offseason, he'd do construction and odd jobs. Then the season started and he'd be scrimping and saving on food.
Apples, oranges, bananas, peanut butter jelly, whatever you could do to eat because it was almost survival.
Eichelberger now runs a baseball training business in San Diego. He says if he were a player today, he'd probably support the lawsuit for hourly and overtime pay, but he doesn't regret having played for peanuts. He says it's a rite of passage and well worth the hardship for a shot at the majors. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.